Welcome to this week's Business or Bullshit quiz with author and inequality economist Gary Stevenson in the hot seat.
Okay, so this brings us to our debatably favourite part of the show.
Okay.
The business or bullshit quiz. This is where we'll list a bunch of terms and phrases typically used in business, and all you have to do, Gary, is tell us whether you think it's business or bullshit.
I think we might have a lot of bullshit here, but let's go.
Equal paternity leave.
Yeah, I like that. Business, why not? Two parents in a family.
Enterprise zones, you aware of those?
That sounds like bullshit. I don't 100% know what it means.
It's this new idea of Rishi Sunak.
That sounds like bullshit.
Yeah. I don't need to go further, do I? Founders' egos. Traders' egos.
A trader's ego is a bullshit, but I can't really complain too much because I had a bit of that myself.
Having more than one career or job at the same time,
Please, let's not go that way. You know, one is enough.
What, like side hustle?
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Why do I always get the long ones? Asking how someone is before any form of interaction.
I think it's nice. And I know we often don't really mean it, but, you know, there's a big mental health angle to my book, you know.
Mm.
Ask twice if you can. People are struggling.
Oh, yes, be nice,
buy it twice. Well, AIM, alternative investment market. Business or bullshit?
It's a fucking tax dodge, isn't it? I'm not an expert on it, but it sounds like a tax dodge to me.
Well, it's a tax relief that applies. Anyway, that's...
Christmas bonuses.
I enjoy them. It's not a very healthy way to pay people.
Did you get your bonuses in January?
The thing is, it's not a very healthy way to pay people because I work, you know, you work your whole year and then you're waiting, am I going to get paid? I'm going to get paid. It was really bad for my mental health. So it's a problematic way to pay people.
I never forget being, again, working at a hedge fund and then we had, with the bank came and took us for, I don't know, we went to their Christmas party and then everyone was so nice and I was like, whoa, what cool people and stuff. And I was like half doing music and then someone just started discussing their bonus at like, you know, halfway through the meal. Oh my God, it was like, you know, rats in a cage. Everyone just like, da, 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 da. It was so weird, the interaction.
Everyone in banking thinks it's illegal to tell someone your bonus. Someone even asked me, like, you wrote your bonus in the book. Isn't that illegal? And I was like, no.
That's just a good bit of...
propaganda.
Like,
Oh, the police could arrest you.
Convince you.
Royal warrants.
You're going to have to tell me, is that we trying to arrest...
No, but that's, you know,
Prince Harry. Companies have a royal warrant.
You know
warrant,
your like... biscuits near your tea, you've probably got some with a royal warrant.
Oh, that little mark
warrant
on it.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, it's the Queen likes these digestives.
I was always surprised to see one on Wheatos when I was a kid. Who's eating that?
Yeah, I don't know. Prince Harry
Maybe
loves
the
Wheato.
Queen.
Yeah.
Foreign espionage risks.
I mean, it's not my area of expertise.
Business
I'm not really involved
bullshit,
with it.
But I guess.
Yeah,
look, I mean,
I'm sure it's real. Yeah, yeah.
But it's bullshit.
Okay.
I don't know. Corporate gifting?
That's
mandatory.
It's whitewashing, isn't it?
Oh.
I think that's an issue because it's practically bribery.
Yeah.
Hashtags.
Yeah, hashtag Gary's Economics. Like and subscribe.
Business.
I think this must be a clever joke. Industry jargon.
Oh, industry jargon.
I think it could be a clever joke.
When I've got a thing that gets me in trouble, which is whenever anybody uses an acronym or a word I don't know, I ask them, what does that mean? Problem is, most of the time, they don't fucking know either.
Yeah.
So, and then in the trading floor, they'd be like, you don't know? Go find out, come back in 5 minutes. Can't believe you don't know.
I did that years ago. I was negotiating a facility agreement on a banking deal.
Yeah.
And we were like right in the weeds in clause like 153 part 4.
Yeah.
And I said, if you can tell me what this clause means, we'll leave it in the contract. And the banking lawyer was just like, first of all, they were like, leave it with me, I'll come back to you. And then they came back to me and went, yeah, no, we're happy for it to come out.
Okay, yes.
Which meant we have no fucking idea.
Demystify, mate. No jargon, no mystification. That is what Gary's Economics is about.
Labour government. Business or bullshit, Gary. I'm going to have to push
on this. Mate, we've got hope. We've got a hope. I'm not hopeful, but we've got a hope.
Influencers.
I've got to say, I mean, I'll say one thing.
Do you class yourself as an influencer?
There's a lot of dangerous influences, especially in things like personal finance and the internet, so do be careful.
Bullshitters, you mean? Or spreading false information? Or what about all the FX? There's loads of fraud
day trading,
in FX.
Day trading stuff. Use this day trading strategy to make money.
Yeah, can you? I mean, it's a good question because a lot of people get sold this. How successful can you be at making FX?
Don't day trade.
What is day trading?
If you're doing, okay, I trade and I've got a good track record as a trader, like even since leaving,
Day trade means casually, does it?
If you're doing more than one trade a day, you're doing way too many.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. To be honest, I don't think as a non-professional, if you're doing more than one trade a month, you're doing too many.
So just make your decisions really slowly.
Listen, if you're day trading, you're coming in, you're competing
against me. Day trading means every day you're buying and selling, which FX, by definition, most people make their money because you're constantly shifting between political situations. Is that what that is, though?
I think you can very easily fall for a gambler's fallacy where you think you're making money, you don't count your losses. Really, to be honest, day trading is roulette, mate.
Right, okay. And actually, generally, yeah, because the clue, if anyone gets offered it, because I've had friends turn around to me and say, oh, you know, you've got to check this thing out. And then I point out that they're actually breaking the law because they're promoting an unregulated activity. This does not look regulated. And it's always the same, 5% a month. About that is the promise. And you cannot deliver that consistently.
This is a massive red flag. Frequency of trading and promise of returns.
Free money.
Yeah. Anyone who's promising you anything more than 10% a year.
Exactly. 10% a year, I would set a bar.
Any promise of anything more than 10% a year maybe. Is just like,
could be
just
debt.
Get rid of it. It's dangerous, nonsense. Probably. Yeah.
I know, and actually, it's one of my most cockney, streetwise, like, fucking, and I said, think about it, man, how can you, and he's like, it's fucking working, and
but
you're like,
one thing I will add is, there are trading strategies you can divide, such as the martingale strategy in roulette, which are designed such that they make you money like 99% of the time, and in that
fast 1%, trading.
Well, there's just certain kinds of things, like, for example, you can buy, like, a massive, there's a guy who, like, posts on Instagram, I've traded gold 50 times today, made money every time. And he's just buying and selling like the tiny bit higher. So yeah. Because the move is so small, 99% of the time you'll make it. But what happens the 1% of the time you don't make it? Because you need to put a massive trade on. Like there are trading strategies. I could give you a trading strategy now, which will make you money 99% of the time. But the risk that 1% is when you lose, you'll lose an unbelievably huge amount. And as an ordinary person, you're probably not going to be, you're going to be like, damn, this guy always makes money.
And you're going up very slowly, really, because you're making such tiny.
When you consider the amounts of risk you put on, like a guy was sending me these Instagram stories and he's like, I was like, this is such an unbelievably irresponsible strategy to do and to sell. And it's horrific, really. And I just think, I don't know what to say. It's be careful. Okay.
Is it Muggy? London Stock Exchange.
As in like...
The LSE, the main
the
market.
The company?
I guess the main market.
Or the company?
Well...
I mean, first of all, stocks are obviously usually a good long-term investment. I think stocks will go up long-term. The exchange itself, I've never been there. I'm sure it's full of lovely people.
Family dynasties.
Look, I've got nothing against the family dynasty, right? But the very rich are taking the world apart, you know?
Yeah. There's problems to fix. Office space in the metaverse. Should we have an office in the metaverse? You know, there's like an alternative reality.
Can't we just talk on the phone?
You and me can talk on the phone, or people can talk on the phone, yeah. But mate, yeah, some people, young people,
sounds like a con to me, to be honest.
Yeah.
The metaverse. I think that's becoming more and more.
I have no earthly idea what this is.
Okay,
I'm
well, hit
somebody
me.
Else will. Decentralized autonomous organization.
Are you going to explain that?
Because you mentioned Bitcoin and that happened to be passing my eye. It's a organization which uses blockchain to share the share. So if the company makes money, it will instantly pass everyone the money equally. They own equally.
Yeah.
It's not. They say they aren't anywhere.
Yeah.
I've had the Institute asked my advice because they were like, well, but you are where the people are from tax yeah. perspective. But
yeah.
they're allowed to register in like Wyoming or something. It's a new concept.
It's. By a long way, my least popular opinion on the internet. I'm very, very skeptical of blockchain and cryptocurrency.
Really,
it's a Ponzi scheme, right? Most of it.
I think it's a pyramid.
What about
scheme.
Bitcoin representing a reserve currency when countries don't want to go to America and don't have another option? Like, for instance, trying to pay people in Russia.
Yeah.
You know, I've had clients who've had to.
Yeah.
You know, and they're not sanctioned people; they're paying.
I just think if you're going
to
make an investment,
transfer it.
Number one, due diligence. People are going to hate me for this, so I'm going to say it. Does it exist?
Due diligence.
If you're going to make an investment,
meaningful?
Number one, due diligence. Does it exist?
Oh, I see.
It doesn't exist. It's very hard to argue against Bitcoin because it doesn't exist. And
does money exist? Yes. Doesn't lots of things not exist?
No, but I mean, these companies own assets. They own offices. They own patents. You know, they have cash flows. You know?
Money doesn't exist, though. I always love
but
Mark
this is
Thomas
a big thing.
Going
a lot
into
of the
bank.
Crypto guys,
yeah.
They'll always come out and say, money is bullshit. So if I come to you and say, here's an investment, and you say your investment is bullshit, and I say, money is bullshit, it's a pretty bad argument, right? Like, X being bullshit does not make Y good. Money is a terrible investment. Cash is a terrible investment, 100%. But fake internet cash
is even terrible.
I'm going to get slaughtered for this because it's a cult on the internet. Come at me, guys.
No, good.
Excellent. Andy's going to give you a score.
Oh,
that's the end of
great.
The game. Andy?
Well, you know, you've got to get marked down for not using the word bullshit enough.
Sorry.
No.
I'm trying to reduce my swearing a bit.
I noticed. Yeah, we couldn't get the Lord Mayor to say a single swear
word. We really tried with the Lord Mayor, but he had a minder in the corner of the room.
He was lovely.
You know, but now, like, when Penguin try and arrange me an interview on the BBC, they're like, can you please ask him not to swear? As if I'm incapable of not... Guys... I can not swear, and I know I have sworn a few times, but these guys were trying to get me to do it.
Yeah, and we swear more.
8,888. I don't know. Lucky
okay, 8,888. I think that feels like great. The middle of the pack.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's a pretty high score.
Okay, thank you.
A big, big thank you to Gary for joining us this week, and we'll be back next Tuesday with a brand new episode. In the meantime, have a great weekend.